Call this meeting of Judiciary and Law, January 3rd, to order. Roll call.
Brian Bashaw?
Here.
Zach Rodriguez?
Here.
Laura Belsky?
Here.
Mark Nordigan?
Present.
Aaron Decker?
Here.
John Franco?
Here.
Jeff Wimble?
Here.
Youth and Governance, Angelina Lagunas?
She will be here shortly.
Youth and Governance, Michael Babu?
Here.
It was Mark. So I went here, there, and anywhere. One of the roll calls.
Terrible. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for coming out. I know it's the first of the year, and we are settling in early. But if you look at it, we only have a couple more meetings before a big election, and then we'll see what happens after that. So some business to take care of.
I know what's going to happen in my district.
Are you the fortunate few?
Yeah. Must be nice.
Writing in.
You too.
Last year, probably.
Yeah, it's about time.
So, citizen comments. Is there any citizen that wishes to speak?
Hi, good evening. My name is Steve Guillaume. I'm 6717 144th Avenue in Kenosha. I know with the, how many minutes do I have?
Generally, we'd say three, but we'll give you five since at least.
I don't know that I need five. I just really, on behalf of the citizens of Kenosha and certainly in my area in the District 16, I want to talk about the casino, right, which is on everybody's mind. And certainly when we look at, you know, what is happening from an IGA perspective, the citizens of Kenosha are going to be heavily impacted one way or the other. So as I look at the IGA, right, there are aspects of the IGA that are not all-inclusive in protecting the county of Kenosha, in my view. It protects, you know, when I look at the budget for the city of Kenosha and I look at Kenosha County is going to have a shortfall, because at the end of the day, when all said and done and the money that the Menominee tribe is earmarking, we're going to have tax issues. I really believe that, and I've done a lot of analysis, but I won't go into a lot of those details today. But one of the things that concerns me is a lot of comparisons are made against Sacramento, a lot of cases against other areas where there are casinos. What's concerning to me is Sacramento has 564,000 residents approximately. They have 10 casinos in Sacramento. City of Chicago, within 150 miles of Kenosha, right now there are 12 casinos within 150 miles. There are 17 within 250 miles. The amount of money that is going to be needed to secure and protect the residents and the police force and all of the emergency services won't be enough. And ultimately, it's going to fall down on the taxpayers. And it's really concerning for all of us, not to mention the crime. I've had conversations with different alderpersons in other regions, and it is an issue. On the political side, when we look at Foxconn, what's happened there, when we look at what's going on at the Bally's, right, their revenue shortfalls and their attendance in the Bally's casino is falling far short of revenue targets. And I think from a political perspective, people remember and why the mayor didn't get elected. I mean, there were many other factors, but let's be honest, with the amount of casinos that we have in our area, there's not going to be enough to sustain, and the county is going to have an issue. And when you look at the IGA, there's not enough protecting you all, right? There's going to be dollars that you're going to have to subsidize, because what's the city going to do it with that money, right? There's $1 million projected year three to year eight. Do you really think that we're going to reach those revenue targets? We have 100,000 people in Kenosha. And then with the casinos that are embedded within that 150 mile, we're not going to produce those revenues. And it's just concerning. I really want you guys to thoroughly sit down and consider what the impact in long range is. And if the IGA is approved, then that land is gone forever from a tax perspective. I mean, we're going to be in a lot of trouble, and someone's going to be cleaning up the mess. And who is that going to be? It may not be you, it may be folks that, you know, precede you, but at the end of the day, do we want to be stuck with that? And do we want the residents of Kenosha to be dealing with this, right? And as I mentioned, the Bally's early, they're opening now 24/7 and busing in people to accommodate the revenue that's necessary. Now, I know the county meeting's on the 17th, and I'll be attending that meeting as well, because I really do not support this. You know, in my years of managing budgets, which now is 30 years, I now manage a $500 million budget, and I could never justify from a capital and operating expense with the work, the needs that are going to take place in supporting this. It's going to be a real difficult time to let this thing go through. So I just ask, in the 2 seconds I have left, let's be honest, this is not in the best interest of Kenosha. So I just ask you to consider. Senator, I thank you for your time this evening, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the 17th.
Thank you for coming up.
Thank you.
Any other citizen wish to speak? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. Chairman comments, I kind of preempted a little bit. We have only a couple meetings left yet this year in this session, so hopefully business comes before us. If something, and I wanted to make a predicative statement, if something comes before us that we need to meet in order to get it done timely, then anticipate I would put on a special meeting. So we will conclude all the business before the board before time expires. So moving on, approval of the minutes.
Nope, you skipped supervisor comments.
Oh, supervisor comments. Well, I was afraid you're going to tell me the same thing. Mm-hmm. Supervisor comments. Youth and government comments.
I have none.
None?
None.
Not going to wish us a happy new year?
Yeah, okay.
Happy new year.
You already did that.
So then we'll continue on. Now to the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve and seconded. Any comments, questions, considerations, thoughts? Quiet group?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and vote. We only have one youth here, so youth and government?
Aye.
Aye. And for the committee?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved. Move on to item number 7, a resolution to adopt 2023 through 2028. Hazard mitigation plan.
Good evening, committee members.
Thank you.
I'm here with a resolution to adopt the 2023 through 2028 Kenosha County Hazard Mitigation Plan. This mitigation plan was created with the local planning team that worked in efforts with Kenosha County Emergency Management and in cooperation with SewerPAC, the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. This was a grant-funded plan that was started in 2021. We have accelerated the timeline of this acceptance of this plan to meet other grant applications within Kenosha County.
Questions?
When you say accelerated, how is it accelerated?
The plan of work that SewerPAC provided us when I became the director, the acceptance of this plan was scheduled to go in front of the county board in approximately April or May of 2024. We have moved it up to December and into January for the acceptance of the county plan.
Why is that?
It was in late November, I was made aware that the Parks Division was requesting to apply for a BRIC grant for the Kemper Center. Part of the requirements of the BRIC grant is the county having a current accepted plan with on file, and ours expired at the end of 2022, and they need this on file before February of 2024 when they have to put their application in.
And how much is that grant? Do you know how much they're going for?
Approximately $27 million with the match, the total of the grant is.
I was going to make a motion to postpone this until February, and I spoke with the sheriff and the chief deputy about that this afternoon, and have since learned about what you just spoke of with this grant deadline. The reason I was going to make a motion to postpone this until February is all that's in our agenda and all that's public facing is a 2-page PDF resolution accepting the plan. The nearly 400 pages of the plan itself is not available to the public. That's problematic for me. The link that we got to read several hundred pages is super secure. So when I tried to forward it to myself at work to print and then read, I couldn't do that. I couldn't open it anywhere outside of my county email. So I still have trouble with this. I understand the huge grant at Kemper and that that Parks wants to see, but we fell short here. I mean, really short. Maybe nobody in the community wants to read it. I don't know. But maybe there's one person, and that one person is enough for me to postpone this. It's not the first time it's happened. It's not the first time this committee has happened at this committee. You know, it's happened in other places as well. But we really fell short there. And I think if this moves forward tonight, it absolutely needs to be made available to our colleagues on the board as well as the community as a whole. Earlier tonight, I spoke with the county clerk, and she was perplexed as well as why this was not included in on the agenda. She said, we certainly have the ability to do that. So I'm just going to throw that out there. You know, I'm not going to make a motion to postpone because I don't want to give up $27 million, but or unless, is there a way we can meet again prior to this? I mean, we'd have to meet prior to the 17th, the next county board meeting.
Can we just meet the night before? Is that possible? Or right before the meeting?
Before we head down that path, could you maybe elaborate a little bit on changes? What has modified in this versus the 22? Any reason why we would be looking at, call it a vitally different document versus what was previously in place?
I can elaborate on that. As far as the changes, the majority of the changes that take place in this updated plan is the removal of certain hazards. It is now strictly natural disasters that it covers. It does not cover man-made disasters. For terrorism, for example, is one of those. To expand on Supervisor Rodriguez's point, we did hold public meetings for this plan as it was being developed. We had local planning team meetings where we invited municipalities from all of the county and agencies, and then we also opened it up to public, which I think Supervisor Michelle, you attended one of those public meetings. We also have had it posted on the Sewer PAC website for anybody to make comments on, which some of our municipalities utilize that to make comments on regarding the plan, and that's been open to the public since 2021 approximately as the development of the plan.
My issue with that though is before I was on the county board, before I think probably everybody was on the county board, maybe I'm wrong, you didn't know Sewer PAC existed. I can go knock on 10 doors in my district tonight, and I'm willing to bet 10 out of 10 times they're not gonna know Sewer PAC is even a thing. So when they come to our website and they're looking for what their elected representatives are taking up, it's not there. They don't know to check the Sewer PAC website. They don't know who to reach out to. Maybe they probably don't know it exists. They just think it's that plan is that two-page PDF, and you know, one page is our signatures. That's my issue with this, and that's where I think we fell short. And I think I am gonna make that motion to postpone this. I think we can meet prior to the 17th with this sole thing on the agenda, get this published in the meantime, and make sure it goes out to the other members of the county board. Because it's an important plan that they look at and understand. And I'll leave that motion where it is now. I don't know if I'll get a second for it, but then I'll have some other follow-up questions for you as well.
I'll second it.
Motion and a second. Discussion on the motion.
If this motion is voted on and passed, would that keep that $27 million locked in? Or are we voting on it before we have to make a decision? What's the deal with that?
My understanding is that would still have it approved in time to be registered, such that we do have an active plan prior to the submission for Parks for that grant.
When's the date due date on that? I mean the deadline.
February 22nd, 2024 is their deadline.
So
okay.
The entire board has to approve.
That would be after
yes.
Our second
February
meeting in February.
Yeah. So we have two potential meetings.
So we don't even. We could. The motion then could be amended, postponed until our next regular meeting.
It could potentially.
So I would, if Supervisor Belsey is okay with it, that I would amend my motion then to just postpone this to the first February meeting for this committee. Make sure this goes out. It gets passed in time. before the, you know, go before the county board well before the deadline.
Can I get clarification?
Yeah.
So we, as a entire board, we'd vote on the 20th of February?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just wanted to make sure.
I think that's going to be kind of tight because if there's a question or anything like that that gets postponed, then.
Would you entertain a meeting prior to the first meeting in February?
I'd like to see that.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it can be, I mean, that way it's not rushed at the 17th, you know, so we don't have to get it passed by the 17th. But
I'd rather have the meeting before the board meeting.
Yeah. Would you want to move
before
the February 7th meeting to January 31st?
So the first.
Because that will be then before the first board meeting in February. Or meet at both times.
The vice chair probably knows what's coming on the agenda, it's better than I do.
What? No, I know nothing.
I know nothing, right?
I know
Sergeant
nothing.
Schultz?
And I used to watch that show.
Yeah, still do.
Why don't we just hold it before the next board meeting?
The next, as in the 16th?
Well, the next is, yeah.
Is that what you're, is that
is
what
that,
you're,
that,
that's our next county board meeting, is the 16th.
Yeah. Is that cutting it too close, or what?
No.
That work.
I have legislative at 6, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tough for me. Can I ask another question, though?
Yes, sir.
I know we're on the motion, but once this, if we were to approve this tonight, can that document be changed after it's approved, or is that set in stone? There are no changes can be made.
There, we are still, this is a revised draft that we're accepting. FEMA has allowed us. They have changed since 2017 when you last voted on this, that we could now accept it. It actually will be accepted by our county board. It will go to FEMA for approval and Wisconsin Emergency Management for their approval. There might be slight changes to the document, but in whole it's there, but there can be slight changes to it.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion?
I
would like to ask other questions.
What is the motion? Are we doing it before the 16th?
I mean, if we can set a date now, then we can. The motion can be a date certain. Otherwise, the motion can be postponed to a date not certain.
I would hate to push it out too far.
Well, if we meet the 16th, who can be there? You and Jeff can't be there. Are supposed to be there? Is there a quorum?
If you set the time at 6,
yeah.
Or
I have to look at the schedule change.
Why don't we not pick a date and then decide when everyone's got their calendars?
So the motion would be a motion to postpone to a date not certain. Email back for
date not certain preceding
the
16th
meeting. Right.
Preceding the first,
February meeting.
Yeah.
Yes.
But do you also have to include the changes you want so people have access?
I'm not requesting any changes.
No.
Yeah.
The
purpose
change
of
no, but I mean, you want people to be able, you can't see it properly
right
now. That's
right.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
We will
it's so
take
that,
care of posting. That wouldn't be an issue.
It does, but that's not part of the approval process for the grant.
This document reside, where does it reside after it's approved? Is it in a public folder? Is it in a working internal?
Traditionally, it is resided on the sewer pack website and within the Office of Emergency Management. We have changed at the discretion of FEMA's recommendations to include more inclusivity to the public. We are looking to have plans at the put in place at the county center for the public to use at the emergency management table that we have out there in the public area, and at the job center we're looking at having plans available there for the general public to see this.
So then in the spirit of the motion, which is founded on open and available, I would tend to agree with where Supervisor Rodriguez is heading. Initially, my mind was, because previously this was more of a contained or controlled document, so I didn't see it as a public posting. But that change, I think, does change the spirit of it substantively. So we have a motion, we have a second, we've had discussion. Any other comments, questions on the motion?
So the motion is to postpone it like indefinitely? Or
no,
until
not indefinitely.
Until a certain
date.
To a date
uncertain
to be determined by. But it will occur before the February meeting,
Okay, and the first February meeting is when?
Third, I believe.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Okay.
No, Tuesday the 6th. Tuesday the 6th.
Our meeting's the 7th.
Yeah.
That's what it was, yes.
Thank you.
That fair?
Yep.
Okay. So everybody understands the motion? We'll go ahead and vote. Youth and Government?
Aye.
Aye.
Two ayes. And for the committee?
Aye.
Aye. So unanimous, we'll postpone. We'll see you again on a date to be determined.
Thank you.
All right, moving forward then. Next item on the agenda is a discussion on the impact of casinos on local law enforcement. Sheriff Zorner, thank you for being here.
Welcome.
I reached out to Sheriff Zorner. This extends from discussions on the floor and in other committees where people are concerned, you know, what is the overall impact? How do we determine what potential revenue impacts there will be, or cost impacts, to make sure that we can actively manage? And I understand that not much time has passed, however, the calendar is running short quickly. So,
not much at all.
Poquito. So I'll turn it over. Thank you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. How are you?
Good evening.
As we discussed, you know, we did not have much time, so I have not visited those facilities that we want to go visit.
I only gave them 30 possible bullet points.
30 what?
Possible bullet points.
Okay. But we won't be covering 30 points. Just like we've discussed in the past, this is a one-off for us. Michelle, I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for your comments. We did use the California example when we were talking about this, because it's one that we were thinking was similar, which it's not at all. Chief Deputy actually spoke with them, and that was the first thing they said. We are not alike. However, you know, we don't have a lot of facilities. We do have one in Indiana. We have, like he articulated, so many facilities, but for our position here, our population and whatnot. What kind of changes will we see? Of course, we're going to see an increase in crime. Of course we are. I look at you, Jeff, because you have a career in law enforcement. And
I was the criminal.
I always look at you like, hey, man, back me up. Petty theft. They all say the same thing. We've talked to Sheriff Personnel, Brown County. They have a casino up there. Talked to some personnel down south. Same thing. You're going to have petty theft. Drug increases. At what level? I don't have that answer. We are at no loss for drug crimes in this community. Vice crimes, of course, prostitution. It's mostly online based now. We don't see that type of thing on the sidewalks. I worry about the drugs and the petty theft. More of a one-off, not as common, but we will absolutely see in our bureaus increase in some white-collar crime. Individuals that get themselves wrapped up in the addiction of gambling, they'll probably do some dumb things. We'll certainly see some more white-collar crime where they may steal from their employers and whatnot, things like that. So does anybody have any questions or specific areas they were looking at or they had questions about? Yes, ma'am.
In the presentation from Hard Rock, I think it was the chair at the time,
yes, ma'am.
He mentioned that they have facial recognition, they have license plate scanning. He said on the floor that they have that technology because of the rampant auto theft being one. And then the other, facial recognition for drug and sex trafficking. So we don't have, did any of the places you spoke with talk about auto theft? Because that seems to be increasing in our area from just a visual or reporting perspective. I don't know if that is in the actual case, but.
I don't know how much you're looking for us to discuss here tonight, but that is everywhere. In the talk about facial recognition, we can talk about the flock cameras that we have here and that are coming. They're plate readers. That is a law enforcement perspective. It's a municipality perspective. It's a private industry perspective, and all these entities can communicate. Obviously, there are checks and balances on how that information gets disseminated, legality and whatnot. But auto theft has spiked everywhere. The joyriding is as well, but the auto theft industry is huge. We have a huge bust here in Summers last year, which was essentially worldwide with the money laundering and drugs, the whole thing. it always gets organized. The technology in the casinos is phenomenal, as I'm sure you would all imagine, right? They have a lot of money. Facial recognition, you know, one of my questions is how is it going to be staffed? The IGA, we talk about that. They're going to have their own security force. They're going to have off-duty police, allegedly, off-duty law enforcement. It's not us. Okay, it's not.
It's tribal.
Well, we don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
Right. So, and some of the larger ones that have tribal police do a phenomenal job, and they don't actually call out to the outside agencies as much. But we don't know what it's going to be. But we are definitely going to see traffic. We're going to, and this is a venue, so there's going to be that to deal with as well. So the increases, I don't have numbers for you. I can't give you hard statistics, anything of that nature. But there's absolutely an increase in all the types of crime that we've articulated here tonight. But along with that comes hopefully vast resources from the casino themselves as well. I know that the city is getting, allegedly is going to have some assistance. We would like to get that as well. And we work very well together, so.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sheriff, when that IGA was put together, I'm assuming you were consulting with county executive to come up with what you guys felt at the time was an adequate amount of money to cover what we thought. And has your mind changed on that? Do you think we are not covered enough?
Which, what you're talking about, while that was taking place, it's the reason the chief deputy made that phone call and I started looking around here, talking, conferring with our other sheriffs in the state. Again, we don't have those answers. Do I think we have enough? Well, you've been with me through one budget process. You know, I don't think we ever have enough.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you, honestly, if you gave us six deputies right now as full-time employees and squads, we could keep them busy all day long. So it's just, you know, you all drive down Highway 50. So, I do worry about, like as this gentleman said, problems exacerbating our resources. So I'm not waving a flag and I'm not banging my feet, but I'm here to give you an honest assessment, right? And that's what I'm doing.
And if I understand this correctly, City of Kenosha is first in. We would be second in, or third in if they have their own tribal and then the city, then the county.
Which all remains to be seen. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. That okay. Remains to be seen.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So you said there's going to be an increase in crime based on
sure.
on the your outreach to these other area casino, you know, the mm-hmm. jurisdictions there. Can you address specifically what they said about human trafficking?
It's a concern. It's definitely a concern. If the prostitution, if there's... See, there's going to be a hotel attached to this,
mm-hmm.
right? So you all understand how that works, okay? And human trafficking is getting more exposure. It's the largest growing crime, I mean, worldwide. It's an unbelievable industry, billions of dollars. So I would be remiss to pretend for 1 minute that's not real, or that's not something to be concerned with. So 100%.
Thank you for that. And also, in any of your discussions, have you talked with Chief Smetana or, you know,
absolutely.
Pleasant Prairie? 100%. What can you give us some insight on that dialogue?
Well, the other, like when I talk to the sheriffs, depending on what takes place with that, if there's a tribal police, if they have enough personnel, we may or may not be as effective. Right? So Chief Smetana, I cannot speak for him, but I know he's not overly worried about traffic. They're going to have traffic increase. They're going to have more crime, but...
Well, I guess what I'm bringing up, it's almost a second topic, because I know my research and my discussions is they're not thrilled with this because they're not...
I have no idea.
...getting much... Right. Well, that's why I'm asking to know what type of dialogue you may have had, and if you can't answer that, that's fine.
Well, I can't.
I know what
I can't speak
what
I've... My reality is that I have not taken a side, and a lot of people ask me to take a side. I'm a one-year sheriff. Yesterday was my 1 year. Today? Whatever. Anyway, the reality is that we're doing good. I think we've made a lot of strides here. I'm not gonna say I'm all for this or I'm against this, okay? If the community wants this and they vote for it, it becomes a thing here, we're gonna do everything we can to keep this community safe.
Thank you.
100%.
Sheriff, from the law enforcement and other areas that you've spoken to, has there been a significant increase in DUIs or people operating under influence?
there's always going to be an increase in DUIs where their alcohol is served.
Yeah.
So that was not something we talked about over.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the question.
What exactly, you know, you said tribal police, they have their own police force?
They do. They have, it's tribal property. So they have sworn tribal police on that location. And they can enforce all kinds of crime, all kinds of law, when it gets to a certain level.
Inside the casino and within the parameters of the, their property.
Yes, sir.
They have their own laws.
And they do call upon local law enforcement for assistance on occasion.
Yeah. And we don't know how many or what that's gonna look like, huh?
No, sir.
They haven't identified it, but they're gonna have that.
Right, they may not have tribal police there.
Oh, so they may not, and if not, then it's gonna fall upon the city and the county.
Yes, sir.
If I could interject, could you walk us through that if you know what happens if they do have police force and they make an arrest? What happens next to the person apprehended? Do they come to our jail?
I would assume.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Do you know the steps?
This hasn't been played out.
Right, okay. So
it's a lot of questions.
That's an unknown.
Yes, sir. They're not gonna have a jail located.
That's what I didn't think so.
Sovereign nation, but not that sovereign.
Right. Yeah.
Supervisor Franco, you done?
If they do, we're gonna have a good retirement job, Jeff.
There you go.
Hey, other casinos, is there a situation where the tribe doesn't have their own police? I mean,
oh sure.
So yeah. It's not uncommon for
it's
them
not
to
uncommon.
Rely
they would run on, depending on the size of the facility, the infrastructure. They would have security guards, off duty law enforcement. It could be mandated, so there's always off duty law enforcement there.
I think that's an important issue because if they don't, then it's going to stress city and county resources much more. If that's kind of an important issue to know if they're going to have their own police. Anyway, I'm done. Yeah.
I'm just probably going all night.
So
one of the issues I have with this casino is the location being almost more county than city, though it's in the city. And we know how when there's an emergency, even though the city may
surrounded
get dispatched,
by deputies,
who's going to get there first? They go.
It's always us, yeah.
Do you foresee that as being an issue where
I had that conversation.
Okay, and how did that go?
Well, I mean, that's
substation.
That's correct. Allegedly, the city's going to have to say, I can't
allegedly
get into the parameters of every part of this deal because I don't know the IGA and I don't write
so
it.
So we can
right,
all
and they're having these conversations as we speak, I believe, more soon. But the reality is that I believe you're 100% correct. I think Mr. Nordigan just made that comment that they're going to have a substation of sorts or a facility, local law enforcement facility, attached to the back end of that property or close by. So hopefully, instead of four guys writing the reports here, they'll be out there writing the reports, and they can respond effectively.
But when we say allegedly, and this is one thing, what is written as shall be versus
maybe
might be maybe?
Yeah,
you know that's
intent.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Right.
We've always worked well together. You know, yeah. But nevertheless,
no, I know we work well with the police department.
Sure.
It's not so much that as what will be versus. You know, they can say anything, right? It's like, our intent is to do this, but oh well, circumstances change and now we can't. And I don't mean the city, I mean the casino,
no,
or the tribe.
I believe the IGA for the city
it does say
talks
that, right?
About it,
does.
That a portion of the money is going to the city to fund,
okay,
not just
and they will
law
fund
enforcement, it's also supposed to be
fire.
Right.
Okay.
That's very, it's very specific.
Now that's good.
Part
that's
of the plan
that part's a good thing.
In the city IGA to get, because they've always wanted one out there and this is a way to fund it.
Very good.
Correct. Yeah, it's a funding source specifically earmarked.
Whereas the hotel and the venue are, it's
not
intended, so
right,
they're different language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not. Mm-hmm. It's not in the language of the all done in one phase.
Right.
Which is the way it should be done, but you know, who knows?
That substation, there will be local law enforcement, not tribal, regardless of size,
city,
right?
It would be city.
It would be city.
Okay.
So that way, it can help. They can help police like Whitecaps,
right,
and Strawberry Creek.
Right, okay.
Others? My turn. All right. So I invited the sheriff, and you've touched a lot of the areas that are of interest to me as well in this. So impacts on collateral aspects such as our courts, our detention, our jail. If there's tribal police, they initiate and then they hand it off, it still ends up in our jail or in our detention center and in our courts to adjudicate if it's pushed out to us. So that's a collateral impact that I don't know if it's well measured in the IGA of what that impact might look like. What I don't see in the IGA, and this is why I asked you to come out and I wanted to talk about it, is a proviso that allows us to reassess at any point. So we're making a best assumption, which is just forecasting. We're forecasting, we expect, and we hope that these aspects will be accrued for and will be okay. Did we base our assumptions well above what we thought? And I heard from the gal from DC, sorry for the language, but the lady from DC, the lawyer that was on the DA's that night, she said that we can't look at windfalls. We're just looking at cost coverage. What is our potential impact? So as you've assessed, how broad did you go into potential impacts that may exceed? Did you do a performa level that said nominal impact, medium impact, boy, this could really get out of hand, we're really going to need a lot? Do we have that capability built in any place? Was that part of the discussion? I said a lot, but to get to what
short
thinking went
no.
into how much do we need? Straight answer is no.
No. It was, we were asked, what is the minimal needs for the plan?
Right.
And I built in the minimal needs, what I forecasted. You know, like you said, when I called Sacramento, he basically laughed at me. So one casino, we have, you know, like Mr. Guion said, they have dozens, you know, 500,000 people. We're not comparable to them. You know, their department is 5-6 times our size, you know, so. I built in everything for if everything happened, right? The venue, the hotel. So we kind of, that's what we forecasted, if everything came to fruition. So
captured the entirety of the project.
If they weren't gonna have a tribal police. Like tribal police was never discussed, wasn't, you know, I mean, I know that's possible, but it's not likely, right?
It's not likely.
I didn't hear any aspect of that during the presentations up to
Some of the ones we've talked to have that, but it's not likely.
That's why I tried to articulate the size of the venue. It's not likely at all. So that would most likely be off-duty law enforcement and security staff.
How many would be needed there?
The answer we've heard a couple times is 2 off-duty law enforcement all the time.
And we just had that discussion.
To be physically in the casino
physically
at all times.
Site.
Out of water, I think, yeah.
So we just had that discussion about law enforcement. Do you allow your officers to work at a casino? I mean,
we've had these.
It's the liability is not worth any. I don't believe that we would allow it. That's just my initial first glance. Is I don't want them carrying a gun in a casino, having a, you know, if they have to stop a felony and now they're getting an officer involved shooting when they're off duty, does that put them on duty and put the county at risk?
That's a whole other conversation.
So that's a whole, in, you know,
and it does.
It does. It does. Put them
in. If it's sovereign lands, they'd have to also be enforcing their laws.
Well, not if they, yes, but they won't. I mean, when you talk about sovereign laws versus state laws, they're not that different, right? They fall under a different statute, authority. But an authority, but it's not going, again, you don't want, and as an officer, duty officer, you can't enforce laws. You're just a glorified security guy.
Witness.
You know, when we tell our guys, if you're working off duty, first of all, they're not allowed to carry their department gun. They're not allowed to display their badge. So there's a lot of issues. Like if you're going to be, you're just a really, really good witness. Right? That's all you are. If something happens and you use your own weapon, that you're on your own civil liability. Mm. You know. So if you act in the authority of a law enforcement officer, now you're put onto duty with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. That's the liability then falls on the county. So there's a lot of discussions if that's the route that's going to happen that we were just talking about today, because, you know, that's, I just heard that today about off-duty officers working there. I'm like,
so would they have to be off-duty, or could you just have on-duty police officers.
Then you're just contracting. It'd be a contracted police, right? You're like a village of Salem Lakes. You'd be casino contract. I don't know how that would work. And I don't know if the city's going down that route already.
But it wouldn't be us. It would be the city.
City, yeah.
I mean, really, that's out of our...
That's really their discussion.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's a lot of rabbit holes.
I didn't realize that.
As you peel the onion, there's going to be more layers. That was why I said the jails, et cetera. Those are the collateral repercussions that we don't account for.
Like you said, the courthouse.
Yeah. And the initial ask was, what is the minimum that we would require, not what is the worst case scenario, which is hard to define as well. Right. What is the worst case scenario?
I have a lot of those.
So when you talked about, somebody mentioned traffic, and the number I had in my head is approximately 2,500 additional vehicles per day in the area. Do we generally patrol that specific environ, or is that the city that would take on patrol? Because we're talking basically 50 to 158. It's a narrow corridor, but that's a lot of cars.
It's our backyard. We're there all the time. But as city pushes out things like this, like right now, if you live in Whitecaps, you'd love for this to happen because you're going to get a lot more traffic, a lot more squads out west. But we're there already. We're in all of those locations.
So it really is a sheriff's department impact. Primary.
It will be both, for sure, but we are already there.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The carryover also to Summers, Paris, and Pleasant Prairie, especially probably on more on the north end because of the off-ramp, so Summers. And I know Summers isn't real happy that they're not getting anything out of this in the way of like a chargeback for sheriff's deputy services, because my understanding is they're paying. They have to pay for additional services to the sheriff's department?
Well, they're contracted
with
us.
Contracted. Sure. So that's the other thing.
Understood. The other area I had on here is other enforcement needs, strategies, or impacts. And Sergeant Hanna was just here, so we talk about major incidents. Another hotel tied to a casino, hotel tied to potential racketeering or other major crimes. Are there other collateral areas within the detectives department or other special bureau that we also need to address?
I built that in. There's detectives, and there's also an additional bomb tech and a canine bomb dog. So, because if there's a venue, you're going to have to do sweeps, right?
Right.
We currently don't have a canine EOD dog. Those are all resources that have to be approved by the FBI, though. So it's not like we can just say, well, I'm going to put another bomb tech on. It has to be approved through the feds for that to happen. Getting a dog is not a hard process, but it comes with a lot of strings. Because once you have because we're a regional bomb squad, once you have a regional dog, that dog can be pulled
anywhere
it's needed, because it's a federally funded dog.
We become a service provider for...
Yeah, but that was built into that plan.
Okay, thank you. That I appreciate. Yeah. You're touching my collaterals, and that's it's the law of unintended consequences.
Chief Deputy was a bomb tech.
I saw he was missing a couple
of
things.
The kick, you know.
But it's always the law of unintended consequences. It's the things we miss, and the reason I invited you was it came up during the other meetings, so on the floor as well as citizen comments. And I have a rash of emails that are all heated.
Sure.
I've been cussed out enough times on the phone this week. I don't need any more. So
I knew it was important for this group for us to be here, although I did try to articulate. Yeah. We don't have all the answers for you, so let's make it a discussion and not I'm coming to answer all the questions. Correct. So that's what we're trying to do here in good faith.
Correct. Yeah. And that's the idea. My personal opinion on this is we're not voting as a county board for or against a casino.
Right.
This is a financial vote. It's about protecting the interests of the residents of the county.
That's right.
And making sure that we've done our due diligence. We have a fiduciary trust. It's our due diligence to make sure we've touched all the bases we can and be as honest in that discussion as possible. So that's my intention. And any other questions? Otherwise, we're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your answers and the opportunity to speak.
All right.
Your phone must be buzzing because you're ready to go.
Me?
He's probably going to the other one.
I'm not hungry anymore today.
See you. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Happy New Year. Thank you very much. Any other business allowed by law?
Second.
Motion to adjourn in seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for coming out.
Thank you.
You made it.